Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. We're here with a special guest, Rishi. Brian, as always, start us off with the markets. Like, where is Ethereum?
You guys are in a new location. Right now, the markets are moving to sunny days right now. This past week has been pretty good.
Bear market is over.
Yeah, is it? Or is it a bear? Is it a bull trap? Like, I don't know. Bitcoin's back up to 43K. It's been up like 15% this week. And then Ethereum is over 3K now too. So it's at 3,200 right now. And so both Bitcoin and Ethereum are up, 20%, which is pretty large for Ethereum.
What are your levels? Because what I hear is Bitcoin 4,200. And then 420, the meme numbers. But Ethereum, 333.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, is it Mercury retrograde? Like, what's the astrology?
Is Mercury in Gatorade?
In retrograde? Yeah. I don't know.
All the memes. No one knows about the Mar and Altman memes. Mar and Dow.
Yeah, I don't even I'm so hurt from this market, like I can't even like forecast.
Brian, you gotta make it all back in one trade.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how we introduce Rishi. You make it all back in one trade, you get in on the early go bazinga.
Yeah. As soon as possible, I would say. We're just starting out, and go bazinga is our brainchild. He's one of the co-founding partners that we have, and he's helping us expand in the U.S. market.
But look, Rishi, what we start as is what we start the market, where Bitcoin and Ethereum are standing at. I think Ethereum should outperform Bitcoin, but I've had my mind changed. Bitcoin is digital gold.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I still am also a believer that Ethereum will outpace, Bitcoin because, I still believe in the flippening. Bitcoin is, gold, but, Ethereum has apps. There's more use cases, so there's more potential there.
I think I was talking about, and then this is the Sailor thing. I was talking about how AVAX has flipped Ethereum in transactions daily.
Yeah, that's because of gas, man. People don't want to interact.
It's the NFTs.
Yeah, I mean, there's still NFTs being built on Ethereum. Like, it's not slowing down at all. So
that's the big thing, is that Ethereum NFTs are the prime, but is Ethereum only for NFTs? Like, is it not for DeFi? And then do you move, if you're about DeFi, do you move to AVAX or Phantom?
It's DeFi for whales, like Tetranode. That's what, I mean, he's...
We're not all Tetranode. We're not all...
Exactly. So, like, TVL is, doesn't matter how many people, it's just money, right? So if those whales are putting money into the ecosystem, like, it's just an ocean for them. It's like their own playground. So I think DeFi on Ethereum is definitely like more stable, but it's just like barrier to entry is very high.
So did you see that Matic raised $450 million? That's India. People don't understand that Matic is Indian. Yeah. Like, I'm in India for a reason. And I was just hearing about how someone else was trying to... One of our old colleagues, I worked with Rishi for years. And one of our old colleagues was saying, there are foreign people coming to India for tech talent.
Yeah. And if you really see, the demand of cryptocurrencies here in India has exploded over the last 1.5, 2 odd years. There are 10 million... users of Indian trading crypto platforms.
They're fourth. You know who's first?
Who?
Nigeria.
Oh, yeah. I think I know that for, like, Bitcoin mostly.
So, like, Rishi and Nigerian I used to work government. For a company that sold mobile applications.
Right.
The third world will develop things faster. You look at El Salvador faster than you look at the United States. They have the dollar. The United States has Wells Fargo, Citibank. They do not have the same infrastructure. So that's why Nigeria, India, you look at the frontier for crypto.
I think it's easier to build because, I mean, they don't have that big of a infrastructure initially. So it's easier to build up than, you know, try to change the existing infrastructure that's already pretty entangled.
It's mobile first, where Rishi and I used to work for a mobile application company. The United States, Brian, you and I worked at a, or we didn't work, we stayed at a private school where we had laptops. Rishi and his cohort, they didn't have laptops to give to students, and then they went mobile first.
Yeah.
So mobile applications are their natural.
Yeah. It's like so Gen Z with a phone, basically. Yeah, so like the
in
TikTok. Payments,
India is actually the number one country, I would say, in terms of these applications. So Google has the infra here in India, something like a Paytm, which was born out of nothing and today is sitting at a 20-25 billion valuation just on payments from mobile phones from one person to another. And that is where I feel that, you know, crypto is again catching up, because everybody started up with their mobile phones here in India, and it's just it's really easy for anybody to go ahead and trade, you know, any kind of crypto, you know, from their mobile phones and earn money while they're sitting at any corners of India.
I like to say verboten. They just said it's not verboten. India, they said, 30%?
Yeah, 30%.
They'll tax you.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, like, it's funny because, like, 2 weeks ago or like a month ago, India banned crypto. And then now everyone is.
It's blah, blah, blah. It's blah, blah, blah.
So there was a news which was going on about banning, and they had to come out with regulations about crypto here in India. But just a week back, the regulations which came out was a 30% tax on capital gains on your investments on your crypto portfolio. So hence making it legalized, you know, kind of legalized asset in India, where you can start trading it, you know, on day one with no fear of the enforcement, you know, running behind you.
Yeah, and the grand scheme of things.
Nobody knows anything about it, man. They're so far behind America.
But I saw a tweet
Sparta, that the mission of Crypto Sparta is to educate people. And man, I was on a flight last night. Did you see my, or did I not post it? There were people, young students that they don't understand, but they're starting to learn about NFTs and crypto.
Well, the thing about it, it's like, it's a huge, India is a huge market, you know, of normie adoption from a crypto perspective. And then, so sending money like back and forth peer-to-peer, as far as like MetaMask, the easiness of that.
Yeah.
And then
AVAX Phantom. Yeah, he uses Matic. Matic is Indian. They have like national pride for Matic. Really? I don't use Matic and I don't use Arbitrum, but I've been using Phantom and AVAX a lot. But Matic, they just raised 450 million.
Yeah, and it's just like crazy because these are crypto billionaires sitting out of nowhere. Nobody knows
they're
them.
Right they're around famous. The corner.
Yeah, they're somewhere.
And then, yo, man, it's. Oh, man. Can I be rude?
Please do. Nothing to worry.
It's that these guys are CEOs who have Indian nerds.
Yeah.
And we're CEOs.
Yeah.
With Indian nerds, we have the connections.
Yeah.
They are, it's simple tech. And actually, many of the things, the people, man, I'm a CEO on LinkedIn, and people offer me the same services, and they want to overcharge. But at the end of the day, the technology becomes equal. everyone will be able to create a wallet. Everyone will be able to create NFTs.
Yeah. And but even the NFT craze is catching up here in India. So I have been talking to quite a few people who are just illustrators, and you'll be able to find, you know, tens and millions of illustrators here in India. They still did not know about NFTs over the last 2-3 odd months. But, you know, since there's just so much information now, and, you know, overall across the globe, NFTs is being talked about. So all the illustrators are now getting into the NFT space. They want to get into the NFT space. People randomly come to me, talk to me, ask me how do they create NFTs. They are brilliant with their arts, but they just don't know the entire process of going the entire way.
Yeah, you see, I mean, you see it a lot in the US too. A lot of like major companies are now looking for talent to develop NFTs for, like, Disney is hiring like metaverse applications, like developers, and, you know,
there's a reason Amazon is doubling their salary.
Yeah. And then like Disney, Microsoft, like even McDonald's is looking to build McDonald's in the metaverse.
In the metaverse, right.
Yeah, Manya, if you're listening, that's the clip right there. Yeah. People like listening to Brian San.
Yeah, so yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if they can learn to code too, like, and that increases the value of the NFTs, not just
look,
like,
it's being diluted. It's being diluted, and actually there's a reason that's why I'm here. It makes so much sense. Americans, you get less quality, you pay more. That's why you come to India for the people that are actually skilled. And then in the future, these skills are going to be ubiquitous, and they will be nothing. The price will go through the floor. Rishi understands.
So, yeah, so there's a place called Bangalore here in India. I'm not sure how many would know, but it's the tech capital of India. So essentially all technology companies, and even Matic is based out of, you know, Bangalore. They started off at this particular place. So the saying is, if you throw a stone in Bangalore, it will definitely hit an engineer. It's that common.
You have to do the motion. You throw a stone up in the air, like it's going to drop on someone's head.
And
no.
Yeah.
Bangalore, but also Hyderabad. Also Goa. And actually, Goa is the best place, because it's all about the race to the bottom business style. Why pay in San Francisco? Why pay in the United States? No, move to Bangalore. Wait, why be in Bangalore?
Yeah.
Move to Hyderabad. It's cheaper. No, move to Goa. It's even cheaper.
Even cheaper.
And actually, come to Sparta Outsourcing.
Yeah. You're
the cheapest. But no, take it away, Rishi. Continue. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, So India is one of the hubs, and I'm sure it will become a hub for the talent for, you know, all blockchain companies in the future, because there's just so much engineering talent available at really, you know, low prices. So you can hire an engineer starting with 20,000 to 30,000 USD salaries with, you know, really high quality work done for you.
You have to do like 10 times as much to hire a quality American. I mean, I don't even try. I've actually tried a little bit. Brian, finding quality Americans is like laughable. I can't find clients that will pay their salaries.
Yep.
My margin goes to shit.
Yep. And hence in India, you know, you would see a ton of blockchain companies just evolving out of nowhere. It's just the starting pace.
No, it's just smart Indians that are nerdy. If you find the right quality, and that's why we have the right Indian nerds.
Nerds all around. We are just surrounded with Indian nerds, and I am sure that's why you should come to Crypto Sparta.
Yeah. Yeah.
This reminds me of Silicon Valley when they're outsourcing all the Indian farm or
Jinyang. Oh yeah.
Special occasion.
All right, let's might as well just go straight to the fucking shills and then explain to Rishi what the shills are.
Yeah, so we talk about the market and then we kind of talk, we have a coin that we think that could, you know, be a good coin to invest in. So it's like, you know, you take a, we took a temperature of what the market's like, and then shill a coin that we like.
We didn't talk about the wormhole, and yeah, actually, we should jump into the Bitfinex. We should jump into the Bitfinex. Bad bitch. I'm a bad.
Oh my god. Yeah, so there's okay. some huge
we can just skim it quick. Bad bitch. That's all you need to say. Like, it's just a meme.
What's her name? It's like Heather something, but they caught the people.
They caught the people
who they didn't hack. They had the money. They had the Bitcoin that was stolen from Bitfinex. It was $3.6 billion worth, like 120,000 Bitcoin.
They were doing it bit by bit.
No, they didn't do anything with it really, basically, because they didn't know how to launder it. And the funny thing was,
Do you think that it's bullshit?
You think it's planted?
I think it's a scam.
No, I don't think they obviously they didn't hack it. They didn't hack Bitfinex, but they bought the coins. They bought the coins from the hackers. So it's just like one step.
You post one of the memes at least, or one of the videos.
Yeah, I'll show
it. You post bad bitch.
Yeah, and she's like verified on Twitter. You know, like she does columns for Forbes.
I know you're thirsty. I know you'd hit. I would not.
She crazy.
Yeah, don't be a liar. I know you like the white ladies. So they had the Bitfinex hacks. What is it? 120,000 Bitcoin that got hacked?
Yeah. Can you hear that?
We can't hear it, but we can see it. Blow it up. Just put it on the full screen.
These are the two people that got arrested.
Oh, she looks like a hot dog.
No, she's dressed in a hot dog. Yeah, she's her. This is her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
let me see if I have more videos. Yeah, she calls herself a surrealist rapper. That's her.
Razzlecan.
Yeah, Razzlecan.
Razzlecan.
Yeah, so this is a pretty good thread by Jack Newald. Recommend it. Shout out to him. And so, yeah, they definitely bought.
Well, actually, it might be a supply shock. Honestly, putting 120,000 Bitcoin into circulation might actually like affect the market.
But it's not like they're not the US government's coins. Like Bitfinex is going to get it back. And then
it seemed like the government was going to dump them.
Yeah, they definitely made it seem like they stole the coins back.
There was a lot of FUD. And then people were saying that, yeah, the government is going to just like go into your private, what's it called?
Wallets or steal your keys or something. But the thing is that for this one describes it pretty well. And is that like they basically like it was easy to track where the money was. They just didn't have access to the wallets, but they had enough information to like, you know, reasonably get a warrant to get. So they hacked his cloud storage, or like they got a warrant for his cloud storage. And
so
then,
did you see where they posted how to actually get away with laundering the money?
Yeah,
like how dumb are you to get caught for laundering Bitcoin?
Well, they, yeah, they, this is what all they did basically was like, they got like several, you know, Walmart gift cards.
I think they purchased the Bitcoin at a super discounted price.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, like 95%.
I think they're set up, man. It's like, dude,
these people don't need money.
Epstein didn't kill himself. Epstein did not kill himself.
I mean, if you look at their like profiles, like in LinkedIn, these people aren't, they don't need money. They live in New York City, like, you know, expensive place to live. Like, she's verified on Twitter. She writes columns on Forbes.
Bad bitch.
Yeah. So like, this is,
yeah.
Her TikToks are really funny, actually. They're like crazy. Here, funny.
I mean, if you look at it in the scope of thinking that they actually did the hack, they're hilarious. There's no, yeah. I don't know, man.
They did a TikTok though. Like, she had a TikTok.
Yeah, she said, yeah.
Did I steal $4.5 billion? Yes or no? It's like, yeah, I did it.
You gotta show that to Ricky. Like, he's clueless, I think. You gotta explain it to him.
You know, but like, TikTok is relevant. You know what TikTok is, basically.
Yeah. It got banned in India. Although this is a separate story.
We're bringing a decentralized TikTok to the world.
Yeah.
If you want to invest, please message us.
But yeah, so these people, as funny as that, she wrote articles like about like how to secure your keys and stuff, and like,
yeah, they were like talking about like how to be safe.
Yeah,
like RPC, like endpoints and that kind of stuff, and so it's really like. Like, you can't write it. Like, they can make a movie. This is like,
no, the movie is made. They were like saying, like, Netflix is like salivating.
Yeah. Just like, what's that? The Thera, not Theraflu, but like Theranos, that chick.
It's like, they're meaning that they're the same people.
Yeah.
Explain to Rishi the shills, and let's just chill it out and just wrap it up.
Yeah, so we just recommend a coin that we like based on the market sentiment. So if you want to, like, internet computer, for example, you like the direction that they're going.
Yeah. He needs to tell you guys about, because I still don't know, really. I'm waiting for Sidecut to explain it to us.
Yeah, so I think we'll have a CTO soon who would explain internet computer.
But chill, something where you're like, invest in this because blank.
Yeah, so we are one of the world's first decentralized short video social media platform. So which means that not just the financial transactions on the application, but also the video content will be decentralized in nature. You can just imagine a Bitcoin of TikTok. So it's exactly the same, you know. So we are the Bitcoin of social media. You would never be able to shut us down. You would never be able to do anything about us, and everybody would be able to, you know, go ahead and manage it.
You.
So there's going to be a coin that you can invest in.
Yeah, and it will be coming out really soon.
And you'll trade it. And the thing is, it'll be like the Joe Rogan proof type stuff where it's like, look, you give the token to people and the people will give the token back, and it'll be fractionalized to a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I've been talking to them where I'm going to give them a lot of tokenization advice. It will be tokenized attention.
Yeah, so essentially the way you pay attention to your Instagram or Facebook, you are getting nothing in return. But on our platform, for paying your time and attention, you would be getting rewards in our cryptocurrency.
But it will be fractionalized, and we will have to like really divide it correctly and incentivize everything correctly.
Tokenomics.
But exactly. Yeah. The tokenomics will be very sorted. But the thing is, it will be decentralized in a way that we'll step away from Facebook and Instagram, and actually we'll be sharing the incentives that they get back with the users.
Yep.
Man, Instagram and Facebook, they, and TikTok, they profit. TikTok,
yeah.
Yes. they profit off of the attention.
Yeah, and only a few people profit. So either the companies or the top content creators, which are just 0.25 or 0.3% of the entire world, I would say. So because half of the world is on these social media platforms, so essentially there are 3.5 billion people, and out of which only 40 to 50 million people are able to earn money out of just watching content or using the platform or sharing content and so on and so forth. At this point of time, nowhere across the globe, you have a short video platform wherein you are engaged, you are interacting, you are creating content, and you get rewards on day one. There is nothing. And we plan to be the one wherein you just come in, post content, and you start earning rewards.
Brian, we've understood what it is with tokenomics in terms of like all the social media and platforms and like honestly rewards for crypto. Did I tell you that when you said be wary of like the crypto rewards, 3,000 people saw that?
No.
Our videos are getting traction. And we're just trying to put out, it's not financial advice. Yeah. We're putting out information. We're informing people. Correct?
Yes.
And I mean, look, over time, sharing, I mean, imagine Facebook. The main thing that Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat does is collect rewards from fucking advertising.
From advertisers. Yes. And, so you can just
if we imagine, share those rewards.
Yeah. With all the people. They had $128 billion of revenue last year. Just imagine if $120 billion out of that could be shared back to the users of these platforms. Just imagine how much
is that like all from just ads though? Like money is that mostly from ads?
It's all ads. It's all ads. Yeah, and attention. It's all ads. The thing is, it's a very simple mathematical thing between eyeballs and ad space.
Yeah. So you, me, everybody else pays their attention and their eyeballs, gives out their eyeballs, and these big giants, they earn freaking a lot of money out of the same. And
but isn't the point of Web3 though is to not be it so like ad
advertising, hence, like we'll be ad free completely. We'll not even have a single advertisement on the platform. Essentially, you can start a short video challenge on GoBazinga. People can participate. Other people can upvote. Whosoever gets the maximum number of upvotes gets a reward from the platform in terms of our cryptocurrency. And also at the same time, you have these advertisers. In case they want to advertise, they'll need to start a short video challenge. So just imagine a Coca-Cola. They can start a challenge like open up a bottle and people can participate. Okay. And this is the only way through which they can gain eyeballs. There is no advertising method on our social media platform because, who loves advertisements anyway? Yeah.
So in order to advertise their product, they need to actually use the platform.
They need to start short video challenges. True.
Yeah, it sounds interesting for sure. Definitely something to look out for.
I would want to talk more about GoBazinga, but I think we'll have a separate session just for GoBazinga because we have a speculation layer also built on top of these challenges, short video challenges. So essentially, you'll be able to speculate on other people's performance in a short video challenge, on the basis of how video are getting upvoted and so on and so forth. So again, a unique concept. We are amalgamating, so something like Dream 11 or any, I do not know what's the, Fantasy League platform in the US. So something like Kings.
ESPN. Yeah, like DraftKings or something. Yeah, like DraftKings. DraftKings
and TikTok. We are combining these.
Yeah,
two
things. Actually, funny thing. I was like in the airport. I overheard this guy who used to be the COO of Atari in the Delta Lounge. And then he was talking about he's like a seed investor for like this Versus, the Versus, the game. Or the rap battles.
Yeah,
they're doing like a similar thing with the Versus.
Yeah, hey.
they're making a game, and then so you could, you know, bet or like, you know, have these challenges like who would do more, or like who do you think won, or like what are the odds that, like, you know, Kanye releases his song at midnight or something.
It's a social speculation platform is what you're saying. Something similar. You have these versions here in India as well.
So yeah, that's definitely, that's what came to mind when you were describing it.
The deep down of it is we got, like, we've got the techies behind us.
Yeah. We are Goa right now, and
you're building.
We have the people. And then it's been interesting hearing from our ex-colleague Shailesh, where we have like people coming here to find talent. The talent is here.
The talent is right here.
Yeah. So if you actually want to build something, you need the Indians behind you.
Right.
So I'll shill the Indians behind you. Yeah. Let's do the shill and finish it off. But I mean, did you do a coin?
He shilled Go Bazinga.
Yeah, do Go Bazinga. That's about it. Yeah. Nothing else. I would never do anything else except Go Bazinga.
It's going to be the number one cryptocurrency on CoinGecko. Top 10
100x, 1000x.
Top 10 coin.
We are doing a private seed right now. So if anybody wants to invest,
people will hear this. Yeah. And we're going to post it. Yeah.
Daniel, what's your show? Outsourcing.
So I'm actually terrified of Phantom and Tomb.
Yeah. Tomb is good.
Terrified. And I'm scared. But what I had heard is, okay, move into stables. This is like the scared, put your tail between your heads. The thing is, crypto is moving up.
Yeah.
So, Bitcoin. But then, Bitcoin what? Get Bitcoin.
What are the rotations?
Put Bitcoin into wrapped Bitcoin on Ethereum and put it into Curve. That's my shill. Where is the safest way to... I'm actually terrified. On the move up, I'm kind of a pussy. Take your Bitcoin, wrap it on Ethereum, and move it into Curve. That's my shill.
Yeah.
Be scared.
I was reading into Redacted Butterfly because that's like
Butterfly. Yeah, I know. That's up
100% this week. Dude, 2x right now.
Be careful, Brian. Yeah.
But did you read what it's about though? It's basically They're the number two curve holder.
They're a curve on the curve. They're like hired
curve mercenaries, basically.
I know. It's rough. It's rough to see. No, Brian, you're always late.
I don't think I'm late. I dip right now, though. It's like only 8. The high was at 3,000.
Do you? So you're shilling Butterfly? You're shilling.
No, I'm not. I'm shilling Ohm. Ohm is stabler. I like Ohm.
Pussy, I want to say gay, and I didn't want to say gay, but I said...
What do you mean? You just did the most macro move ever. Ethereum into Curve. Curve is what? Top 40 coin?
No, I said Bitcoin into Curve. But actually...
Yeah, that's the number one coin into the number four.
Hyper-Bitcoinization. This is my show. Rishi said, put into Go Bazinga. Hey, we're looking for investors. Brian, you put your shill. What's your shill?
Well, it's not going to be the easiest move. Move your Bitcoin into Ethereum and then into Curve. But I like Ohm right now.
Okay,
Ohm is at the risk-free value.
I say wrap Bitcoin into Curve. Now we're done. We're done. It was a good podcast. We'll revisit this.
All right, peace. This has been another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. Bye.